Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
All right, we start today's 4 o'clock reset with the latest on DeAndre Hopkins. A tweet this morning from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport suggesting that trade talks around D-Hop have been ramping up, quote unquote, which led to a lot of speculation that maybe today would be the day for the Cardinals to trade their stud wide receiver. Two-time Super Bowl champion Damian Woody said this morning on Get Up he hopes the Patriots are calling for sure.
He's about as reliable as you can get at the receiver position. That's what the Patriots need, especially with Mac Jones coming off that down year. Get him somebody reliable on the outside.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about DeAndre Hopkins, Gambo. I really kind of had a feeling today was going to be the day, but we're at 4 o'clock. I don't think today is going to be the day.
There's a lot of teams, right? It's Patriots, Giants, Titans, Falcons. There's a lot of places that he could go. The Texans have even been been part of the rumors for DeAndre Hopkins. It all has to do, I think, with the salary structure. I think if there's any holdups at all, it's about how much, if any, do the Cardinals have to pay of what's left on DeAndre Hopkins' contract.
Yeah, a lot of speculation about the Chiefs as well, their new defensive end kind of recruiting DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they played
online
together in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Damian Woody, the comments that he made. Dez Bryant got on Twitter saying he wouldn't be surprised if Odell Beckham Jr. and or DeAndre Hopkins both go to the Chiefs. We'll see. A lot of talk, but so far not a lot of action, at least none that we know about publicly when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins and where he's going to go. The Cardinals also made a trio of signings today, bringing back two players and going outside the organization to sign a third. They brought back corner Antonio Hamilton. They brought back defensive lineman Jonathan Ledbetter. They also signed a one-year deal for Seahawks defensive lineman LJ Collier on a one-year deal. Filling out a roster,
yeah,
but not with big-name guys, which might be what the plan is this year, right?
Collier was a former first-round pick of Seattle.
Yes, he was.
Hasn't been a very good player, but he's a former first-round pick, still relatively young. So take a little bit of a flyer on him, see if he could work out. I mean, not a lot of money. I mean, it's just basic, $1 million plus some bonuses. But former first-round pick that, you just try to see. I mean, you try to catch lightning in a bottle. You try to see if he can get his career going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who can fill out a depth chart, but at the same time doesn't cost you a lot of money, and you're kind of signing to basically a prove-it deal. We'll see if any of those work out for the Cardinals. Obviously, it's been a very quiet free agency period over the last week and a half for Arizona. Last night, World Baseball Classic, Japan beat Mexico, but don't let me tell you about it. Great. Sounded even better last night on the Japanese TV call of them beating Mexico, rallying with two runs in the ninth to stun Mexico last night. It was a tremendously entertaining game, and it sets up today's World Baseball Championship, Classic Championship. Diamondbacks pitcher Merrill Kelly will get the start as Team USA defends its crown against Shohei Ohtani. He's not starting for Team Japan,
right,
but there's a belief that he will appear as a pitcher at some point. Of course, he's the designated hitter for Japan as well.
And they're introducing Paul Goldschmidt right now for Team USA.
Yeah,
right after Mike Trout and right before Nolan Arenado.
Goldie's had a great tournament. Trey Turner's had a great tournament so far.
Mookie Betts is out there.
I think for Diamondback fans, man, this is in some ways the biggest game Merrill Kelly has ever pitched in his life, given what's at stake. I don't think he's going deep in the game. I think there'll be a very quick hook, very short leash for him, as they won't want to expose him to the Japanese lineup maybe more than once through the rotation, maybe a couple times through the lineup. Bullpen's well rested, but I'll be really curious to see how Merrill Kelly responds to the pressure of the moment, because it's a big moment for him tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he's excited to take them out. We're all pulling for him, right? It'd be great to see the USA win this World Baseball Classic. They got a star-studded lineup and a little bit of an upset last night. I think Mexico had the lead. Japan rallied. You just played the highlight. They rallied with the two runs to win it. And now I think a lot of people are waiting to see if Shohei Ohtani will actually take the mound and pitch for Japan in this game.
In other Diamondbacks news, manager Troy Lovello said today catcher Carson Kelly has fractured his forearm. There is no timetable for Carson Kelly's return, at least none that has been given. Kind of had a feeling it could be bad news, and it sounds like it was pretty bad.
So fractured forearm. Damn, that's tough. Now, might have to see if Mike Hazen's going to go out and get a backup catcher now with Carson out.
Suns news, according to Dwayne Rankin, Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton are both out for tomorrow's game against the LA Lakers. Neither made the trip with the Phoenix Suns. Durant, not a surprise. Ayton, a little bit of a disappointment that he wasn't able to play. Kind of had an idea that it might be somewhat serious with him and he might have to miss a few games.
Yeah, that hip injury, you know, you got to be careful with that. But, you know, the Suns can ill afford any more injuries. And obviously not having him is a big deal, especially with some of these games that you got coming up. If he's not ready to play against Sabonis in Sacramento and Embiid in Philadelphia, there's some matchups that you need DeAndre Ayton out there for you.
All-star point guard Ja Morant participated Tuesday in his first practice with the Grizzlies following the 8-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the NBA. Described his attempt to find better ways to manage stress through counseling as an ongoing process.
Ongoing process, continued process for me. Obviously, you know, I've been there, you know, for 2 weeks, but, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, I'm completely better. So, you know, that's an ongoing process for me. That, you know, I've still been continuing, you know, since I've been out.
The belief is that he will be in uniform against Houston tomorrow, but may come off the bench. He did not play last night in the Grizzlies' win over the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll see. A lot of teams right now dealing with injuries. The Mavericks with Kyrie Irving, who had to leave, who was in a boot after the game last night. They still don't have Luka back. Obviously, what's going on with Ja Morant, Steven Adams with the Grizzlies. Got Kevin Durant here in Phoenix. So a lot of teams right now dealing without some of their key players.
Much in the same way Tommy John is now known more for the surgery than the player himself. Willis Reed and the moment he provided in NBA history in some ways became even bigger than him and his career. He passed away today at the age of 80. One of the signature moments in NBA history when he limped out of the locker room in Game 7 of that NBA Finals. And in some ways, just his name endures because of that moment and people who have their Willis Reed moments now.
There's no question about it. You know, as a kid who grew up in New York and you went to a lot of Knick games at Madison Square Garden. I wasn't old enough to remember the Willis Reed team, but you know all the players, right? You know, from being a New Yorkie, Earl the Pearl Monroe and Clyde Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and Phil Jackson was on that team and Willis Reed. And yeah, and you remember exactly so many people passed down the stories about that team winning that championship with Willis, you know, going through the tunnel injured in Game 7.
All right, around the NBA last night, Julius Randle had the Knicks' first 50-point game since Carmelo Anthony, but they lost to Minnesota 141-34.
He had a great game. He's been terrific for them.
Golden State snapped an 11-game road losing streak. They beat the Rockets 121-108 last night.
It takes
night.
A team as bad as the Rockets to allow Golden State to win on the road, and the Rockets are really bad.
Steve Kerr could not remember the last time they won on the road.
It was in January.
January 30th. And the Memphis Grizzlies guard Dylan Brooks suspended for tomorrow's game against Houston.
They hate him.
After picking up his 18th technical foul.
Boy, everybody
foul
just
season.
Hates Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
He loves being hated.
From the NFL, Falcons are planning to host veteran defensive lineman Calais Campbell on a free agent visit this week.
Look at him. He's still got some games.
Every time
I walk through our office here, there's always like a Calais Campbell signed jersey over there with the Wizenun team and all that. My man, you're still playing.
He's still playing. 37?
Right. He was on that team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Former NFL quarterback Cam Newton threw at the Tigers Pro Day today, the Auburn Pro Day today, after he announced his intention to do so in a video on social media. He does not believe there are 32 quarterbacks better than him in the league. After not playing in the NFL last year, he wanted to show off his skills at Pro Day to see if he could get a gig.
Interesting. I mean, he did come back, you know, and got to play again for Carolina, and we'll see. I mean, for a team that needs a backup, he'll probably get a job before Lamar Jackson does.
Everybody gets
a job before Lamar.
The Houston Texans made a couple of additions today. They get tight end Dalton Schultz on a one-year deal, running back Devin Singletary on a one-year deal. Fairly Dickinson's head coach, Tobin Anderson, boy, he made that payoff, didn't he?
Well, somebody always does.
The breakout coaching star of the NCAA tournament has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the next head coach at Iona, replacing Rick Pitino.
Somebody always makes has that little run and turns it into a big contract and he with another team. And, yeah, he beat Purdue, a huge upset right there. And this is a guy that was in, like, Division II, like, last year at this point. And now he's got a job coaching Iona. Big, big upgrade for him.
The Coyotes are on the road in Winnipeg taking on the Jets about an hour from right now. Of course, that game is on the road, so that might jeopardize the point streak for the Coyotes. It's up to 8 games right now. A lot of that has been at Mullet Arena, but let's see if they can carry that over to the road tonight when they're in Winnipeg.
Yeah, no, they've been a pleasant surprise with how competitive that they have been this year. I've shocked a lot of people.
Yep. If your bracket is busted, do not worry, Madness Maniacs. You still have a shot at $500. Text the word BUCKS to 62620. We're going to send you a link to fill out your 16-team bracket. Again, text the word BUCKS to 62620. It is the Arizona Sports Bracket. BUCKS is presented by Santan Ford and Schwartz Laser Eye Center. This morning, we thought today was going to be the day that DeAndre Hopkins was traded. So far, no trade. We'll talk about it next. Burns and Gambo.